One of the other stories that we covered on the Nolan TV show last night, is it time for a casino to set up in Belfast? The DUP Minister, Mervyn Storey, says no. The Rank Group want to open them. We just got a few minutes in the TV show, actually, to speak to Sir Richard Needham from Rank, former Tory Minister in Northern Ireland. Morning to you again, Sir Richard.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the Reverend David McElveen of the Free Presbyterian Church as well. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
We didn't get enough time to expand on this, David McElveen, did we? Because there were many people within that audience last night saying, do you know what? Let us live our lives as we choose to. Stop interfering. And people should not be able to dictate what happens in this country based on their religious beliefs. People like you.
Well, I can understand their point of view, Stephen, and I'm sympathetic to that in the sense that I don't have a right to tell anyone what to do. I fully accept that. But I do have a responsibility. And I think the evidence of gambling right throughout our society and further afield indicates that gambling does create problems within the life of the individual and consequently within the life of that individual's family. We're not dealing with something that is a harmless pastime or something that I believe is a component to entertainment. I know Sir Richard emphasized the thought of entertainment last night, but gambling is not an entertainment. Ask the number of people in Belfast whose homes are broken, who are not able to provide food regularly for their families. Ask those people and say to them, is gambling entertainment? It is an addiction for some, and that is why we stand very strongly opposed to gambling, not purely and simply on a religious point of view, but for the fact that we are concerned about people and concerned about their welfare.
And you know, Sir Richard, no matter how many times you tell us about this entertainment complex, you know that people are going to be harmed by gambling. You cannot dispute that, Sir Richard.
No, I. When you say people, a very small proportion of people, even in Northern Ireland, where it's much worse than it should be, and elsewhere in the country, it's still only 3%. But that doesn't mean I don't accept David's point about the enormous importance of dealing with those who've got addictions, whether it's alcohol, whatever the addiction, but certainly gambling is one of them. My point has been all along that David's remedy for that is just purely to ban it. Well, if you ban it, as you well know, Stephen, it will only go underground. Anyway, it's not banned, and nobody is suggesting it should be banned. What I am saying is that by bringing my concept of an international entertainment venue, that will actually improve matters and make it worse, because David didn't answer last night and can't answer. Where is the money going to come from in order to help people who have this addiction? And he had no answer to that. Not only that, he's not even been in touch with the people in Northern Ireland who are responsible in the Dunluce charity, the only charity in Northern Ireland that looks after people with a gambling addiction. And just finally to make that point, if you don't mind, Stephen, they asked me after last night's programme to give out this morning their helplines, which is 0800 886 725, because they feel that what we're trying to do in Rank is to be responsible and sensible.
Yeah, but it is an interesting tactic from you, Sir Richard. Essentially, you're saying that you will help fund charities which will care for gamblers, but you're representing a company which will create the problem.
No,
for the people who need to go and get the help. So you're funding the help having created the problem.
Well, if you're saying there is a problem, we agree about that. You're suggesting that us coming with this sort of world-class venue will actually make the problem worse. I'm telling you, because it's gold standard, because it has proper entrance controls to it, because it's in a social environment, it will make the problem better. I'm not suggesting to you that it will stamp it out. Of course it will.
Yeah, these gold standard protections that you have for people going into a casino, you cannot. It is humanly impossible to actually spot someone who's going to lose money they cannot afford before they do so. You can spot them afterwards if they tell you they've got a problem, but you can't spot them beforehand.
Well, you've said that to me several times before.
Because it's true.
Actually, of course, that's true of anything where you go and enjoy yourself, where you're spending money that you may lose on. That's not, of course, what you're saying is correct in one way. But the fact is that a place like this, which will, and I'm sorry to keep repeating it, will get £3 or 4 million extra pounds a year going into the city coffers, creates up to hundreds of new jobs from, I know you challenged me last night on where they come from, but I repeat it, from deprived communities. On balance, that surely has to be something that is worth investing in for Belfast, or face the alternative, which is David's sort of bleak picture of a desert of being able to do nothing, and what is done in the rest of Ireland will actually make it even more difficult for us to control in the north.
And will you, where will you take your business elsewhere?
Well, I had enough problems trying to persuade them to come here, which they've now agreed to do. But the answer is we can take it to Dublin, we can take it to Bristol, we can take it to Bath. There's any number of places we can take it to. But I want it to come here because I genuinely think it takes Northern Ireland from the back of the queue and leapfrogs it to the front.
You want it to come here, Sir Richard, because you see the pound signs. You, like, come on, you see the profit. You're not doing this for the benefit of people of Northern Ireland so that they've got another restaurant to eat a burger in. You see the pound signs, don't you?
It's not a burger in, and of course I expect Rank to make a profit. But you might be surprised.
Are you on a profit share of that profit?
No, I'm not. You keep asking these questions. No, can I please repeat it? I'm an independent non-executive director. I get paid a fee every year, and that is it. I don't want anything else. I'm doing this. Go back to when I started here all those years ago. I wanted to make sure that we had the best for Belfast, whether it was the architects or the building, whether it was Lagenside, whether it was the Waterfront Hall, all these things I may say at the time were opposed for one reason or another. And I genuinely believe that this international complex will add to Northern Ireland's economic well-being. I really genuinely believe that. And that's why I'm doing it. If it happens, I will demand something from Rank. I will expect them to give money to the charities of my choice and to ensure that we properly look after problem gambling charities in Northern Ireland.
OK, Sir Richard, thank you. David McElveen, thank you very much.